Well, Gary, I presume you're delighted with the result and the performance as well. It was a terrific display away from home.
Yeah, it was. To have no break in the week for us to play a long trip down to Brentford and get back late, and for them to have a free week, you could be forgiven if we'd have had a lack of energy perhaps again, because I've asked an awful lot of a small squad, 7 games in 21 days. But to come out the back end of that period and to get a fantastic result at Brentford and to follow that up today with what I would say is probably our best performance of the season in every way, really, in the way that we kept our shape. We've limited a good lead side. I know they've not won at home, but they're a good side with lots of quality in their team. Someone like Chris Wood, who's supposedly cost £3 million, and we've allowed them one clear-cut chance, I think, which Thomas has made a magnificent save from. To then get into some brilliant positions, I thought we counter-attacked superbly, and as the game went on, we kept getting into those little positions, and finally, with one of those, Dimi finished off a brilliant, brilliant little bit of skill and a little bit of a run. And then to keep our shape, keep our discipline, I thought on 70 minutes, I think when they brought on Bataka, just looked like it livened the game up a little bit in Antonucci. And I felt at that point we looked like we'd run out of a little bit of steam. Obviously, we've had to change it, had to make some changes. And I felt as though that just gave us a little bit more impetus. And then to score the goal at the death, Shaq Montgomery's been very, very patient. He probably should have started 3 or 4 of the last few games. But he's had such an impact off the bench for us, and he keeps coming on. He did the same at MK Dons. He come on, won us the game. Did exactly the same today with a wonderful break, fantastic skill and a brilliant finish.
And the organisation was the key, I think, today, or one of them, certainly. Everybody knew what they were doing defensively. And as you say, you were a threat every time you counter-attacked, weren't you, today?
Well, I think we've done that since, the first game. If I remember back to the first game against Wolves that we came in, we were very organised. I think what we've added to that organisation, and I think that was hard today on a big pitch, to be able to limit them to not much space in our half and to move across the pitch and keep our shape in such a determined fashion. What we've added since that first game is more quality on the break. I think we've countered with real quality, and I think we give teams a problem, because the more they come onto us, the more space they leave. But at home, of course, it's very difficult for the opposition to sit in and not attack. So it's a real quandary that I see top teams do every week. I see top teams across Europe do every week. We just found a system that seems to suit us. It doesn't mean we're not flexible within that system. The last two games, we've changed our midfield from a sitting two to a one advance to a one sitter and two advance. So we'll make little adjustments when we feel we need to. And I was really, really pleased today.